Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. On this broadcast, we want to hear from you. If it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and this is your opportunity to call and speak directly with us. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. Of course, that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it right now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're drawing close to the time that we celebrate Christmas. Yeah. There's not a passage in the Bible that says anything about December 25th, but we've called that the day, and so we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, we know he was born. We know where he was born. We know about the time he was born. So we're celebrating a real story, whether it happened on December 25th or not. But we get a lot of, facets of this story. You know, you read Matthew and you see angels appearing to Joseph and talking about the birth of Jesus, and you're going to call him Jesus, and his name is Emmanuel, which is God with us. So there's a lot of power in that yes. particular aspect of the story. And then we see Luke talking about the actual birth and the shepherds going and all of that. And then the Apostle Paul and the writer of Hebrews, I think, take us kind of heaven side to show us the story from God's perspective. And we see that particularly in Philippians chapter 2. It says this: "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God," that was Christ before he became a man, he was in the form of God, the exact image of God, he was God, "but he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." So that's the story from God's perspective, from Jesus's perspective. He left his place in glory. He clothed himself in flesh and blood. He became one of us. He dwelt among us. And he did that for a purpose, and it's an amazing purpose, isn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely. I mean, every time we get to this part of the year, Bob, I start to think about the humanity of Jesus, and that means that God is compatible with our humanity, and Christ lives in us, and it's a perfect fit that, you know, us being human is not an obstacle to God. In fact, you know, we're looked at as his instruments, as his children, as offspring. I mean, children of God, that's who we are. So you look at this passage in Philippians 2, and it says he humbled himself. And I love that. It wasn't God humbling him. It wasn't some outside force humbling him. It was Jesus choosing to humble himself. And, you know, the Bible even says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you." And that's exactly what happens in the gospel. You know, God is not pummeling us, trying to humble us, get us to be humble. In fact, we make a choice to submit to him, trust him, and that's the trust that Jesus had with his Father, saying, "You know what, I'm going to do this. If there's any other way, I'll take it. But I think your will is what needs to be done here." And so there was a submissive heart and a dependency, and we look at that in Jesus humbling himself, and we say, "Wow, he did that for me. He became one of us, and his divinity is fully compatible with our humanity." And that's still true today. With Christ in you, your only hope of glory.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Andrew. That really is. And so that's I think we often need to go heaven side and see things from God's perspective, see things through the very eyes of Jesus Christ and why he did what he did. And that makes this story, this news, even more gooder, if you want to say that. It just is great news. And then when you see it through his eyes, it's just the best news ever.
My teacher wouldn't like that.
No.
No. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial. If you're hearing the live broadcast at about 5 minutes after 3 Central Time, well, it is live, and we want to hear from you. We want you to be live on the program. 844-322-2742. Quickly to a question from Norbert. He says, I've been thinking on going to church, but I have not decided which one. I'm not sure if I'm prepared or really ready to connect spiritually with the pastors and the people I would meet there. I'd like to find a church and see if I can get together with people. What I really care about is to find the love of Jesus Christ and in those people. So what would we say to Norbert to help him with this?
Well, guys, I mean, there's nothing like fellowship. I do not believe that we are created to operate in a vacuum, alone, as a sort of spiritual lone rangers. It doesn't work. We get discouraged. We're easily deceived. And so the role of fellowship in our lives is indispensable. I mean, God says that we as the body of Christ, that we belong to one another. And so, Norbert, I don't know your geography. I don't know your situation or your frustrations with past churches, perhaps. Don't know where you're looking and what churches you're considering. But, you know, I would just encourage you, no matter what happens, to think outside the box. It's not always about 1 hour on a Sunday morning, facing forward, listening to a sermon. There's a lot of ways to have fellowship, and one of those ways would be to start a home group or participate in a home group where you crack open the Bible and get some of the resources we have at Basic Gospel and, you know, grab a few friends, family members, have a bite to eat together. There's nothing like food and fellowship and looking into God's Word. So as you go church shopping, so to speak, you know, my prayer for you would be that you'd have a discerning mind and godly wisdom in that, and pick a place where the name of Jesus is lifted up and where you can find like-minded believers. But at the end of the day, you know, sitting for an hour a week and listening to a sermon can be helpful. It can be insightful and encouraging, but there's more to it. There's more to the Christian life than that. Guys, we need each other. We need to be able to unload on each other and just really share the truth of what's going on with us, to get others to pray for us, to share our struggles, to encourage each other in the gospel message. And Bob, that can happen in a coffee shop. It can happen in a home group. It can happen in a church setting where there's a building and all of that. But, you know, there's just so many different environments where the Lord Jesus Christ can work in us and work among us. Where two or more gathered, there he is. And Norbert, that is my encouragement to you. Don't walk through this life alone. You need fellowship with others, and Christ in you is awesome, and yet he's also motivating us to connect with one another and encourage each other.
You know, another thing Norbert was asking, he didn't feel like he was prepared to meet a pastor, to connect with other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, as believers in Christ, God has already prepared us for that. He's already made the connections. We belong one to another just like we belong to Christ Jesus. We're fellow members of his body. So I think in recognizing that truth, it takes the edge off. It's like, hey, I already belong. I already fit in. I don't have to try to fit in. I already do because of the work of Jesus Christ. And that gives us some freedom just to be ourselves when we do walk into a group or when we do meet with people. We know we're already connected because of the work of Jesus Christ. So, Norbert, you're prepared. You're equipped. Jesus has equipped you for fellowship, has put that desire in your heart.
Yes.
Now just step out and just go be you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Put that desire in his heart. I think that's key.
Yes.
I don't think he would be looking and being concerned about being involved in a church if God had not put that on his heart. So, Norbert, hope that's a help to you.
And I love what Bob said there. You know, it takes me back to, you know, when all of us, we're in that time of high school, we're trying to fit in. Are we one of the jocks? Are we one of those who's good with computers? Are we looking for identity and looking to fit in? And then, you know, you were in a fraternity perhaps, and did you fit in there, and you sought to fit in? And, you know, what's so awesome about being in Christ is exactly what you were explaining there, Bob. We have this belonging that's unshakable, unbreakable, no matter what. Nobody can take it away from us. It's not about our membership card. It's not about our performance. Now, by nature, we are family. And that's an incredible thing to think about, even as Christmas is coming, just the connection that Jesus has given us to each other.
Absolutely. Well, again, open lines at 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of time for you to come on inside the studio and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, and we encourage you to do that right now. Well, we're well into December now, the home stretch for reaching our financial need of about $250,000 by the end of the month. And, Andrew, we've been talking with our listeners about this for the past couple or 3 weeks. I know you face some of the same issues as far as support for the ministry with your ministry as well. But as a member of the board of directors here at Basic Gospel, talk to our listeners a little bit about the year-end giving.
Yeah, well, it's just like any household budget. You want to be able to be sitting there in January saying, well, we did it. We met budget. We were able to pay our expenses and go into the new year strong and stable. And in this case, able to reach even more people with the good news of God's grace. Yeah. And so that's why we encourage you, if you've ever thought about joining our support team here at Basic Gospel, if you've ever thought about giving a one-time gift or becoming a monthly giver, now is an awesome time to do it. We are dependent on listeners like you. And so if we're part of your workout, if we're part of your workday, driving along on the freeway, if this ministry is an encouragement to you and you want to give back, well, you can do that so easily at basicgospel.net. Right there at basicgospel.net, you can click on the donate, the giving tab there. It'll take just a couple of minutes to partner with us. And let me tell you, it means the world to us. Every time we get a new partner, every time someone decides to join with us and be a part of this ministry, it just means the world to us. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts and ask you to consider giving your best gift this holiday season as the year end comes up. Go to basicgospel.net.
Thanks, Andrew. Wonderful words.
Thanks indeed, Andrew. We certainly appreciate that. Well, Eric had called in and was not able to hold on to the line long enough for us to get to him, but this was his question. He wants to know if he can split his tithes between different ministries. Does his giving need to all go to a local church, or can he divide that up, spread it out, and share the resources that God has enabled him to steward with many ministries? So what are your thoughts on that, Andrew?
Well, first of all, you know, we're free, and we need to know that. We're not obligated to hit a certain benchmark. We don't have to hit a certain number for God to be pleased with us. I mean, part of this ministry, part of what we're doing here at Basic Gospel is continually pointing people back to the simple truth that we're righteous by faith. We're right with God because of what Jesus did, not because of what we're doing. So when the money question comes up, look, the giving is the same as the living. It is not going to change. The theology does not change when you get out your wallet. We're still motivated by grace. And so if you want to give some to one church and another church, ministry and another, there are no rules. We get to live from the heart and give from the heart. That's what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Give freely from the heart, not under pressure. God loves a cheerful giver. And that's going to hold true now and forever, that we get to live from these new hearts. And so, my friend, if you want to give a gift to two ministries or three churches or five, I've heard that the average Christian, the average born-again Christian, ends up giving to five or six different charities, five or six different nonprofits in a year. And, you know, there's just a lot of liberty and freedom there. So go for it. Live from the heart and give from the heart.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Eric, hope you're listening and hope that helps.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel again. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me, Bob Davis. And again, the lines are open at 844-322-2742. Guys, we had this question from Shonda, who's a Facebook viewer. She said, I'm so confused with the many scripture translation changes. How does that happen? I can understand foreign language translations, but why change words in the NIV? Also, some passages in the Message translation do not mean the same thing, in my opinion. Please help clarify, and thank you very much. That's from Shonda.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you know, we look at English translations, and as a linguist, I can say, having studied a lot of different world languages and where they come from and the art of translation and even interpretation, like in a courtroom, it requires a lot of skill because you're having to look at a word in the first language and then find the most accurate translation in the second language. And so you ask, well, why is there the New American Standard and the NIV Bible and the New King James, and why are there so many different ones? Well, there's a few reasons for that, two of which would be there have been different discoveries, first of all, over the years, different manuscripts discovered, and some translations of the Bible are based on earlier manuscripts, and some of them are based on later manuscripts. Some of those translations are based on fewer manuscripts, and some are based on a larger number of manuscripts. And then, secondly, there's always a committee. I mean, anytime you've got biblical work going on, there's a committee.
Yeah.
And in this case, the translators, they formed a committee of scholars, of knowledgeable people who got together and said, how can we make this accurate but also readable? And finding that balance, you don't want a stilted English where words are out of order. You could tell people, yeah, we translated it literally, but it's no longer a smooth read. And so what you find is in these cases, these committees have found a good balance of accuracy and fluidity, if you will. And so, you know, there's the gospel message stands. I mean, whether there's a little change in this word or the phrasing of this idea, look, the big picture of the gospel is so clear, no matter what translation you use in English, it's there. And as far as things like the message, the reason they're so different is because the message is not a translation, it's a paraphrase. And there are a number of paraphrases out there that people enjoy reading for entertainment, for fun, for the joy of reading in a modern English with the ease of reading. But when it comes to studying God's Word, look, I think there's two or three or four really great study Bibles out there. I use the New American Standard. Bob, I know you would have a recommendation or two there, but, you know, the gospel message remains clear in any language, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think that brings us back to the point, how do we understand what we read? And we have to understand that God has gifted us with a teacher, and that teacher is the Holy Spirit. So if you've been born again, you have the teacher living inside of you. And regardless of the translation that you read, you still need the input of the Holy Spirit to bring these words to life and help you understand what God has impressed on these writers to pen for you and me. So we've got the Word of God, we've got the accuracy of the Word of God, and we've got an incredible teacher that we've all been gifted with, the Holy Spirit. He's going to take the things of the Lord Jesus, and he's going to be the one to make them known unto us.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, if you were listening yesterday, I talked a little bit about the assertion of some that say, since the gospel is free, why do I have to donate to hear it? Well, in response to that, I reply, of course, the gospel is free, but bringing it to the airwaves, not so much. There are many expenses beyond our control that we have to pay to keep the program on the air, and that, of course, includes airtime on our stations. But we believe that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is worth the effort, and our hope is to get this message out to as many people as possible by every means possible. But it is a costly endeavor. That's why we ask you to support Basic Gospel. And for those of you who do, we are grateful for your partnership. We hope to see many new supporters come alongside of us to help keep the free gospel available where there is great expense to get it to you. So we hope that you'll make your gift today, and you can do that right now at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had this Facebook viewer ask this particular question, and Andrew, it's a question about our assurance of salvation, and it comes from Luke 8:13, and she asks, will you please explain what Jesus meant in Luke 8:13 when he said they believed for a while in the time of temptation fell away. Some think that this proves a believer can lose their salvation. So what in the world is this verse saying? And it's a verse that is a part of the parable of the sower and the different soils that receive the seed. So help us understand this, Andrew.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, we have different soils that have different reactions, and there's nothing that grows up, nothing that's established, nothing that's permanent in this seed that we're talking about. So there are a lot of people who flirt with the gospel. There are a lot of people who hear a portion of the gospel and even entertain the idea of Jesus being a good teacher, Jesus being one who taught important things about loving one another. There are people who embrace Christian principles and clean living and family values and, you know, looking for Christian fellowship. I mean, but none of that is what saves a person. When Jesus Christ causes us to be born of imperishable seed, well, that's the born again experience. And you'll notice that seed is imperishable. So what we're seeing in Luke is we're seeing a variety of responses, some unbelievers, some believers, but there's a mixed bag. Just like when you preach to, let's say, 1,000 people, where you're going to have 1,000 different responses. And so we don't want to take a passage that is designed to show that there are rejectors, there are people who flirt with the gospel for a time and then abandon the idea of Jesus as God, of Jesus as Lord and Savior, and confuse that with loss of salvation. Here's what we know about salvation. Jesus has said it a dozen different ways and more. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Even when you are faithless, I remain faithful. Nothing separates us from the love of Christ. And as I said earlier, we're born of imperishable seed. Hebrews says that he is able to save us completely because he always lives to intercede for us. So, Bob, there is promise after promise after promise of our safety and security in the arms of our Father. We are in Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. We have even our inheritance, it says, is protected by the power of God, reserved in heaven for us where nobody can mess with it. So we need to know that we are beyond safe. We are beyond secure, and stop interpreting the scriptures through a lens of fear and guilt and worry, and instead interpret it through the perfect love of God.
Yes, indeed. Great answer, Andrew, and we appreciate this listener reaching out to us. Well, from Pembroke, Georgia, a question from Bob. He says, our men's study prayer group, Mark, in his group, Mark 11:26 was the highlight of discussion this past week. The study leader for the day declared that this is a quid pro quo, a currently popular phrase, of course. How can God not forgive us if we don't forgive others, while at the same time put our sins behind his back, never to hold them against us?
Yeah, well, isn't this a contradiction? And we need to see it as one, because here's a sermon before the cross, before the shed blood of Jesus. Here's a sermon talking about something conditional. And yet, you know, Ephesians 4:32 and Colossians 3:13, they say the opposite. After the cross, they say, forgive others because God already forgave you. So which one's true for us? Well, of course, Jesus took away our sins first so that we could then pass that forgiveness on to other people. So the Sermon on the Mount is a killer sermon. It shows what life under law is really like, and it's nails in the coffin for anybody trying to live that way. Bob, we live under a new covenant as totally forgiven people.
And I think that is the one thing that we all need to grasp. We were just having a Bible study this afternoon at noon, and we were talking about that last Passover that Jesus had with his disciples, raising the cup, saying, this is the blood of the new covenant. That's the one we live in.
Yes.
Grasp that. Everything else changes.
Everything else will be just fine. Thanks, guys, for those wonderful thoughts. And friends, thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel. We're glad, as always, that you were with us. If you have questions you'd like us to answer, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Or you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Also, thanks to everyone who gives through Basic Gospel. With your prayers and gifts, we're able to be on the air each day with this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please help with your gift today. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. And as you make your December gift, we'll send you the 2020 Basic Gospel calendar with memes for every month that you can share on social media. We hope you'll join us today by making your gift right now at basicgospel.net. Just click that big, prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, now with thanks to Andrew Farley and for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis inviting you back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.